It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. No jokes today, but we're introducing a new segment. Now, when I say new segment, what I mean is I think we did this segment before on a Monday, and I called it Monday Musings. But today, it's a Wednesday, so I'm going to call it Wednesday Wonderings. Things that make you go, I wonder. That's where I take a item from the news, and I wonder something about it. Let's see how this works out. Let's see. Mookie Betts traded from the Red Sox to the Dodgers, along with David Price. Now, why would the Red Sox trade a transcendent African-American star and another one of their African-American players? I mean, money's one reason, but, I mean, that team has an awful lot of money. They have other players they could trade. I wonder what it is about those guys. Well, I will say one thing. There's often been speculation about whether or not Babe Ruth himself had some African American blood in him. And I think the most compelling piece of evidence that he did is the fact that the Red Sox traded him. So that tells you what I think that's all about. Moving on to another story. The GM of the Browns said that Odell Beckham and Kareem Hunt need to fit in better. I wonder why he picked those two guys out. Wonder what it is he means by fitting in. Answer, C, last question. That makes sense? What I'm saying is there's a theme going on here with these NFL owners and telling the players to fit in. And don't be a free agent. We don't want you to exercise your free agency. Sign with us because we want you to before you have a chance to sign somewhere else. That's just wondering. I'm just wondering about that. Wonder what he means by fitting in for those guys. All right, moving on to fitting in to moving on. How about that? The Steinbrenner family, I forget what the owner is. Is it George Jr.? I don't think it's a George Jr. I think it's Hal or one of the other Steinbrenners. Is angry about the Astros stealing the World Series, but says it's time to move on. You know what? I wonder what it would be like if we lived in a world where we didn't let people steal titles or steal contests or steal elections and just say, well, yeah, but we should move on. I just wonder if there's any parallels in the world to point to. And I wonder what it would be like if we didn't just tolerate stuff like that and say it's time to move on. I wonder if things would be better. Speaking of cheaters, Pete Rose is using this Astros situation to ask for reinstatement from baseball, saying, shit, man, you're giving these guys a World Series? I didn't do anything that bad, as far as I'm concerned. And baseball probably going to say no. But I wonder on a Wednesday, if my voice can go any higher, I also wonder, what would it be like if baseball was just like, yes, here's our cheaters. Come on in. We'll put all the little comments on. May have been mentioned. May have done this. His head grew 18 sizes. A-Rod, you can actually say he got suspended for a year. Pete Rose, you can say he was suspended for 40 years. Baseball just passed this rule saying that maybe you can be inducted after you die into the Hall of Fame, clearing the way for Shoeless Joe. But that also probably clears the way for Pete Rose, but it's like saying, hey, Pete, we're going to wait till you die before you get in. That's mean. No reason to do that if you're going to let him in anyway. So I just wonder how much cooler baseball would be if they just acknowledged the shit and owned it. And maybe that's a more general comment, too. I wonder. Todd McShay putting out mock draft 2.0, or was it 1.0? I don't know. But I wonder. I got to stop going so high up with that. I wonder what would life be like without all these mock drafts? If there were zero mock drafts, would it have any impact on anyone's life other than Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr.? This one I can answer. No. What does Mock Draft 2.0 versus Mock Draft 5.0 mean? We'll put out a Mock Draft 2 on the Sports Dump, but I've got some ideas on how to do it and prove the system wrong. But I'm not going to give those away because they're proprietary. But I wonder if you'll stick around to figure those out when we do them eventually. And finally, today is National Signing Day for college football players, where they sign away the next 3 to 5 years to a coach. And I wonder what it would be like if a recruiter walked into a living room and was completely honest. Well, this one I can answer too, folks. Now, you're going to have to do a little legwork, but I'm going to put up a video of Completely Honest Recruiter. It's going to be on Sports Dump Show on Twitter. It's going to be on the Sports Dump. It's already in the top of the page. I just can't get the icon to come up because I'm an idiot. But click Completely Honest Recruiter if you want to see that video of what a completely honest recruiter would be like. You can do that. It'll be on our Twitter page. Follow us and all that stuff. And then I wonder if you'll go and do that. That's my last Wednesday wonder. Let me know if this was worth repeating or if we should do like Friday Fumings, where I'm wondering but I'm angrier. That might be more accurate for the show. We'll see. We'll be back with maybe some jokes tomorrow. We'll see if anything happens joke-worthy. It usually does. And thanks for listening. Bye.